Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hoopball podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball@hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball@hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Ballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. This is being recorded Sunday, July 5th in the evening. I got my main man, Hank Aaron, to do this podcast with me. Give us a little insight in the upcoming NBA playoffs. It's going to be a fun one, but before we jump into that, I just want to say that this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. They are the best in the men's below-the-belt grooming. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming. You know, it's funny. I really wish that they had this when I was in college because, you know, I definitely could have definitely manscaping was the on the cutting edge there. But that's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin technology. When I tell you this thing is premium, I mean it is the cream of the crop. The battery lasts up to 90 minutes. So you can take longer to shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower, which is fantastic. I mean, where else are we going to shave, right? One of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you are listening to me say this right now, I want you to experience it firsthand because grooming is everything, guys. Listen, we want to win bets, we want to make money, but we also want to look good for the ladies, right? So get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Once again, the promo code to get 20% off and free shipping is HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Hank, I mean, I love the product. Well, I don't know about you, but it's really fantastic.
Yeah, I think you brought up a great point talking about how you wish this was available 10 years earlier. I think the way we used to do things was we would shave with a blade, shave the face, and then you shave other parts, and
you never know what's going to happen,
you get
right?
Scared down there.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
It's not a comfortable feeling, and you know, no matter how many safeties or whatever else they put on those blades, you don't want to use that down there. So the manscaping is a spectacular innovation for men. It just makes it a lot safer and definitely something anyone should check out for all their grooming needs.
Absolutely. Once again, that promo code, 20% off free shipping, is HOOPBALL20. All right, well, let's jump into today's episode. This is going to be released Monday morning. We're going to talk a little bit about the NBA restart. hopefully it actually restarts. That's what Hank and I were talking about off air before we hit the record button here. But we got a lot of interesting things to talk about. Quarantine, not quarantine, who's traveling, who's not playing. A lot of things, a lot of moving parts here, Hank. But, you know, what are your odds here that this actually happens? What do you think the chances are that the NBA is actually going to restart in Orlando, Florida?
I think the chances that it restarts is 50-50. And I think the chances that it actually gets to the end of it is probably a little bit lower than that. And my feeling is just based on what's been happening with all the other teams in the other sports. So when I see that something like 40 players on the Clemson football team tested positive, I'm thinking, all right, you know, I mean, that's just granted. I don't know what's going on with the Clemson football team and their players and what they're doing and all that. But when I see that, when I see baseball teams, 6-7 guys on a team are testing positive. When I look at the NBA teams, 3 guys on the Heat, a few guys on the Kings, et cetera, et cetera. It just doesn't seem to me very likely that this is actually going to go through all the way to the end. It's just the virus is so spread. And my feeling is they don't get to the end of this. It's possible they get it started, but I don't think it's going to get to the end.
I agree with you completely. I don't think that this season is going to finish. It may start. I don't think it's going to finish. And what's the fun in that, right? And I've been saying for a long time since Corona happened, yes, it is a very serious disease and it is very contagious. But at the same time, you know, these are guys who are professional athletes. They have the best bodies and hopefully the best immune systems in the world. You know, they're working out 2-4 times a day. And to see so much concern about restarting the NBA and the rhetoric behind it, I just don't think it's really going to take place. But Hank, I don't know if you saw this today, but the Milwaukee Bucks, they shut down their practice facility. Apparently they got the results back from the Friday's COVID tests. They're not releasing names or how many, but apparently they had to shut down the practice facility, which obviously does not bode well for this NBA restart. Have you heard about this? Have you heard any more details? I haven't been able to find out exactly what's going on. All I know is that they shut it down.
Right. Exactly. I did hear about that. And I think the interesting thing to me is that when people talk about this restart, some people talk, oh, is there an asterisk on who wins the championship and all that? And when I look at it, there's 3 teams that matter: the Bucks, the Lakers, and the Clippers. And if those teams are healthy and they play their, you know, games and those guys get through it, then I think it's a pretty legitimate title, and I think it would have happened the same way if the season not got shut down. But if you see somebody like Giannis go out, what's the point? You know, why have a season? Why have a championship when it's not going to be legitimate? It's not going to be something that anyone's interested in watching, and it's not something that people would even feel good about winning at the end of it. So when it happens to the Bucks, especially if it happens with their best player, I think you got to be concerned. And it just doesn't seem to me. I think when the NBA planned it, it made sense. And I think it was the right thing for them to do to try to get it restarted, for basically every reason, whether it's financial, social, psychological, all the reasons. I think they were in the right place to try to get this thing going. But as other team sports have reported and players have reported, and we've seen just how high these positive tests are, and the fact that NBA players are close, there's going to be no distancing. There's no way to play these games in a way that's going to prevent the virus from spreading. It just doesn't seem likely to me that this thing is going to go through.
Okay, but let's play hypothetical here for a second. We got some odds here just in case the season does go through. You're talking about the top 3 teams here: Lakers, Bucks, Clippers. Lakers +185 according to mybookie.ag, Milwaukee +275, and the Clippers 3-1 to win the championship. And then the fourth is a distant 14-1 in the Boston Celtics. So if the season actually did happen, Everybody played. LeBron, Giannis, Kawhi, Paul George, the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle. We got what we wanted. We're eating popcorn. We're drinking wine. We're having a good time betting on these games. Who are you picking out of the top three, four, or five? Maybe there's a long shot in there that you like. Who are you picking to win the NBA championship if considering all being equal and everybody's playing?
Everyone's healthy. Everyone's playing. I like the Clippers at 3-1.
Interesting. I'm going to have to lean Clippers as well. I just think that they're well coached. I think that they have a full team, and I think that they're fantastic on both sides of the ball. So I'm gonna agree with you here. You're a much smarter guy than I am. You know, we've grown up together. We know each other a long time, went to college together. So I'm gonna stay on your side here, and I'm just going to follow your lead here, even though I was leaning towards
you're
it.
You're giving anyways. These guys the wrong impression listening to the show. They don't know what we were doing in college. It sound like I was studying.
Well, you were doing something right. Even though we were having a little too much fun, you were still doing something right. So we can admit that.
People think we were studying now.
Well, we had a good time, that's for sure. And I guess that's why we're in the position we are, talking about being degenerates and betting on some games here.
Yeah, this is what happens.
Yeah, exactly. This is what happens when you follow our lead in life. Couple games I want to talk about here. We got some games and some lines that are on the board. We know that Oladipo is not going to be with the Pacers. We know DeAndre Jordan is not going to be there. We know Avery Bradley is not going to be there. Bertans is not going to be there. And a couple other guys. Those are probably the most notable. And like you said, it probably doesn't matter unless they're on the top three teams to begin with. But I just want to take us to a couple lines that are up here on the board, just because we haven't talked about basketball betting in such a long time and lines and whatnot. I just want to take us to July 30th, the first game on the board here, Utah Jazz versus the New Orleans Pelicans. The New Orleans Pelicans are a 2-point favorite, over under 220.5 here. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say to you, 220.5 seems like a very low number. But on the other hand, I'm going to say that it's the first game back. People are going to be, tired. People aren't going to be as conditioned. It might not be the starting five or the rotation of eight that you're traditionally used to seeing out of the New Orleans Pelicans and the Utah Jazz. So I would have to say lean under here. I don't really have a side in this one. Do you have any thoughts? Because the second game on July 30th is the Clippers versus the Lakers. The Lakers being a 1.5-point favorite with the over under 217.5. Any thoughts on these two games to kick us off in the Orlando bubble NBA playoff restart?
I'm with you as far as the under goes. I think the concern is going to be players are not fully ready and the game's going to be sloppy. Obviously that could go the other way and the defense could be bad and people could score at will. But I'm with you on the under. I would go with the Pelicans only because they're competing for a playoff spot and they're likely to be pushing harder than the Utah Jazz. So I would take the Pelicans over the Jazz just because they're playing for something. On the nightcap, man, I would go with the Clippers, but again, it's just a crapshoot as far as, you know, who's going to be playing and what the rotation is going to be and who's going to be getting the minutes. So the Clippers are, I think, more likely to rest their best players. So you've got that risk. And I think it's worth following closely before the game kicks off. See if Doc Rivers talks, see if there's any indication as to what they're going to do. The Clippers had been resting their players all season long, and I would imagine that the original plan was to get them playing together and get them on the same page at the end of the season. Obviously, that never occurred, so I don't know if they're going to want their rotation guys playing together for a lot of minutes to try to get them ready for the playoffs, but I'd probably go with the Lakers and the Pelicans, and in both cases, I'm not going based on players or teams. I'm going more on situations and who my players I expect to actually play.
Absolutely. And a thing that I like doing here in these two games, especially in the beginning of the restart, if it actually takes place in Orlando, is I would probably watch the first quarter, see how the game's going, and try to find a live line that I'm comfortable with, whether or not, whichever side you choose, right? I would try to kind of scope out the game the first 8 to 10 minutes of the game, and then decide what's the pace. What are they doing here? What's the strategy? Who's resting? Who's not? Who looks like they're not going to play that many minutes? And then kind of fire that way. You know, if the Lakers take a big lead, maybe take the Clippers +8. If the Clippers take a big lead, maybe you can kind of take the Lakers on the other side of it. If the pace is fast, maybe it's going to slow down and vice versa, right? So I think the live betting strategy is more of a sound strategy going into this new restart. As we all know, Bundesliga and the Premier League, they've also just restarted. And a lot of these games have taken some time for the players to really build up their conditioning, get into the groove of the game. But now that it's a few weeks in, you know, people are really starting to play, kind of in the same form that they were before. So maybe it's going to be kind of something similar. I don't know, just throwing it out there. But that might be a good strategy to look for.
Yeah, I think that's right. Live betting, seeing what's going on, and you know, getting a feel for it, because it's uncharted territory. So there's no way to do any kind of analysis as to, you know, what's happened in the past in these kind of circumstances.
Absolutely. Now I want to pick your brain for a second. Now let's throw out the top three teams. Let's throw them out of the equation. Is there any team that you like that's a dark horse long shot in this restart? We got the Celtics at 14-1, Raptors 18-1, Rockets 12-1, Nuggets 22-1, 76ers 22-1, Heat 40-1, Mavericks 30, Jazz 50, and so on and so forth. Blazers at 70-1, and then it kind of rounds out the bottom with the Suns at 200-1, Kings 250-1. Any team that maybe you would take a shot on, throw some pizza money, maybe buy a slice of pizza with them, take a shot, see if they can get in there, sneak in there, make a deep run, and then kind of hedge out your position later in the restart.
Well, I think actually the longer odds this year, it's probably the best time to go for it, because it's entirely possible that in the middle of the playoffs, the Bucks, I'm thinking more, you know, on the East here, but if the Bucks lose Giannis or they lose one other guy, whether it's Bledsoe or Middleton or whomever, a deeper team like the Celtics or Raptors could easily take them. And I think that I think the Celtics, frankly, are a great team.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At 14-1, I don't think they would have much of a chance in a healthy season. But with the amount of, you know, weird things that could happen, I think the Celtics are nice at 14-1, and they're not giving us odds, I don't think, on the conference, but I wouldn't mind taking them to win the East.
Interesting. Now I'm gonna jump to another sport here. I don't know if you're too familiar with what's going on with the MLB situation. I'm not too familiar in terms of who's playing and who's not. I have been following it, sort of. I've been more focused on KBO, Korean baseball, right now in terms of betting every night. But I just want to know, what are your thoughts, not necessarily on a team or odds or season or anything like that, or pennant races. I want to know your thoughts. Are we having an MLB season or not?
I think we are. I think MLB is a little bit better positioned than NBA is. There's kind of an old joke that Major League Baseball is a individual sport masquerading as a team sport.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, I know they're in the clubhouses. I know they're close to each other, but I don't see MLB with the kind of risk that NBA has. And I think they will probably play. And I don't think the shortened season really changes much for anyone. I think the top teams would have been the top teams in the full season. I think the most high profile player to opt out so far has been David Price, and the bookmakers did not adjust the Dodgers odds at all. So that literally did not move the line. Dodgers, Yankees, those are the teams to beat this year. And I think we will have a Major League Baseball season. I think the Astros are pissed off, and they may be a good team to bet on too.
Yeah, no, that's you make a really good point. I don't think that it really makes too much of a difference for the Dodgers here. They have such a great rotation that, you know, that's why the bookmakers didn't really adjust the number once David Price opted out of the season. They got so many big studs in that rotation that it's not going to make too much of a difference to their long-term success over this 60 some odd game season. So I definitely agree with them, and I agree with you here. They are the short odd favorite to win the World Series right now at 3.25 to 1 plus 325. Yankees right behind them at 4 to 1. And then it rounds out with the Astros, Braves, Twins, and Cardinals. I just wanted to pick your brain here. I'm a big hockey guy. I know you don't really come on the pod here too often on the sports betting pod. You run another hoop ball pod, so shout out to that. But I'm a big
daily box score breakdown, baby.
Absolutely. Daily box score breakdown, which we haven't had to listen to in a while just because there hasn't really been much, obviously. But I'm a big hockey guy, and they keep talking about hub cities and this, and we're going to get restarted. Still haven't quite figured out what's happening with the NHL. Hopefully that goes. I feel like that's a sport that could be fine in terms of its restart and finishing of the season, just because everyone's in masks already, basically, with their visors and their gloves, and we're not really too close. I mean, you are a little bit, but in terms of like basketball, you're really skin to skin, sweat to sweat, mouth to mouth. You know what I mean? Right. And that brings me to my next point. Who knows? I mean, I don't think there's going to be a football season this year. That's just my personal opinion. What are your thoughts there on the NFL?
NFL may only be saved by the timing of it and the fact that they have a few more months. They may be able to delay the start of the season. They'll probably cancel the entire preseason, maybe one game. They may have to shorten the season by a couple of games. But I think NFL is at 50-50 right now.
I'll agree with that as well. Have you been doing much sports betting recently? Just kind of want to dive into your thoughts here. I mean, I've been looking at Korean baseball a lot. I've been taking advantage of, certain situations, pitchers, key matchups, players out, players in, right? And a lot of people aren't following those kind of trends and things in Korean baseball. I've been doing okay with it. I also golf. I had Bryson DeChambeau to win today, so that was nice. I bet him last night at 2-1. Also took Matthew Wolf not to win, field against Matthew Wolf at -150. So that was cool as well. Golf is a sport where I really think that it won't be affected by it. And golf is one of my favorite sports, so I really enjoy it. I just think that there's certain sports that are going to, right, they're going to be fine. Baseball, golf, even MMA, just because they're so strict and it's not a team sport. It's one-on-one and you're quarantined and you're being tested. And I know you're an MMA guy, and I know we talked about it offline a little bit, where we have a big battle here, UFC Island coming up Saturday night. Any kind of fights that you're looking towards, that you're looking forward to, any kind of one-on-one matchups here that you kind of like as a as a short dog, a long dog, or kind of a big favorite here? Anything that sticks out to you coming up Saturday night at Fight Island?
So I love, not from a betting perspective, but just as a fan, I love the new main event. I love that they got Jorge Masvidal in and they replaced Burns. Burns went out due to COVID, so obviously I'm not happy or pleased in any way that he got COVID. So that's, you know, that's unfortunate. But I love that they got Masvidal in there. I love this fight. This is the fight that I think all UFC fans wanted in the first place. There was a money dispute between Masvidal, and UFC. Looks like they probably paid him off and got this thing going. I think this is a much bigger main event than what they had a couple of days ago. And I also like the odds. I like Usman to win this fight, minus 220. He's a favorite, but not too overwhelming. He's the superior wrestler, and I think he will be able to make Masvidal uncomfortable, keep him up against the cage, keep him on the ground, not allow him to, you know, strike. And he's not going to stand up there and throw with him like Nate Diaz did. He's certainly not going to run into his knee like Askren did. So I think Usman will win the fight, probably be a grueling fight, but I like him as a favorite in this minus 220.
Nice. And I'm going to go opposite here from you. I haven't had too much success with the UFC. I've just gone into it as COVID, obviously, and the short quarantine and the shutdowns happen. It's really gotten me into UFC. I actually really enjoy the sport now more than ever. I was never a fan, really, but now I'm pretty excited every weekend or every other weekend when the MMA fights, and I'm starting to learn the players and the different strategies that each has against their opponent and why they're, you know, might have an advantage. But in this specific situation, I'm going to go ahead and take Masvidal at plus 180 on the money line. Maybe we can throw a little six pack of beers on it. You know, if Masvidal wins, you can send me a six pack or 12 pack of Miller High Life, because that's the champagne of beers. And we all know that if you're winning a title or you're the main event on the card, you got to drink champagne, right? So, Hank, are you up for that?
I'm down. And I forgot what beer it was. I don't know if it was Bud Light. I don't know. You know, I mean, I'll tell you this. I know that the UFC's former owners owned a beer company, and that was a UFC sponsor. I don't know if this was the issue. I just know one time Brock Lesnar won a fight and then said he was going to go drink a different beer. I think it was Bud Light than what the sponsor was, and I know he got in trouble for it. So let me find out which beer that was. We'll make that the bet, and I'm down for that.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, guys. I got Masvidal. Hank's got Usman at minus 220. I guess if I win, I get 12, and if you win, you get six beers.
I'll take six. I'll also take a 40.
Take a 40. Well, back in college, we were used to drinking 240s taped around our hands during fraternity season. So we're used to it. We can handle it. Maybe I'll take two and you can take one based on the line movement here and the money line. But it'll be a fun fight regardless of who wins. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I've really gotten into UFC lately, and I'm really excited for this card and going to dive deeper into the other matches, not just the main event, but I'm going to dive deep more into these other matches on this card later this week. It's a little early. So maybe I'll do another podcast and talk about my favorite picks of the week. But like I said, UFC hasn't been the kindest towards me in terms of sports betting, just because I've been focusing all my energy on KBO, the restart of Bundesliga and Premier League and the golf. So we'll see how that goes. And you're on, man. You're on. Any Hank, before we go, any other comments, any other questions for me, any other thoughts regarding sports betting in general or the restarts that are upcoming?
So on mybookie.ag, what is the promo code that we've got, by the way?
Man, it's been a while.
I think they may have given us a new one.
The old one, I think, was today, T-O-D-A-Y. I think that was
so the old one. We'll find out the promo code so you get a 50% bonus. But they've got another fight here, which is not a fight that's been planned. It's just it's under Conor McGregor specials. Okay. And there's only one fight.
Let me click on it. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
McGregor got, Pacquiao?
Yeah. Conor McGregor versus Manny Pacquiao. Now, this fight is probably not going to happen. Okay. So no one should get their hopes up. It's got to happen by the end of 2020 in order for the bet to go through. It's probably not going to happen. But if it happens, you got Manny Pacquiao, maybe the second best boxer of the last 15 years, against Conor McGregor. And again, Pacquiao's past his prime. I'm not debating that. But you got probably the second best boxer of the last 15 years against fighting against somebody who's going to be in a second professional boxing fight. And you got Pacquiao minus 250. I mean, that is an insane line.
Are you saying it's free money there at minus 250?
Free money.
Throw whatever you want. Listen, I don't think this match is going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Let's put it this way.
We're both pretty intelligent guys. I'm gonna lead no minus 200 here on this fight going off.
Yeah, I don't think this fight is going to happen. And it's not like if it doesn't happen, you lose your money. They'll refund your money. So that's not I mean, you may want to confirm with my bookie, but I believe that's
no,
the
it says the wager cutoff is December 31st, 11 a.m., 2020. So it has to happen by then.
So you'll get refunded if it doesn't happen. I mean, because, I mean, look, it's that we're already in July. You know, so this fight probably doesn't happen. But if somehow it does happen, because it would be a nice money grab for both of these fighters. I mean, you're getting Manny Pacquiao. I thought Floyd Mayweather, when he fought McGregor, it was minus 500.
That was free
and
money.
I thought that line was completely ridiculous. And I remember they were talking to a handicapper at that time, and they're like, oh yeah, we opened this line at minus 50 to 1. Minus 50,000, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you know, all the action was coming in on McGregor, so we had to make it. This was minus 5,000, so we had to make it minus 500. We had to bring it down, and eventually came down to minus 500 before we got action on Mayweather. And you know, you get a minus 500. Conor McGregor is not a boxer. MMA is not boxing. MMA fighters box. They throw punches, but it's not the same sport. And to get somebody that has almost no experience boxing, fighting against one of the best boxers of the last 15, 20 years, that minus 250 line is fantastic. Again, it's probably not going to happen as a fight. But if you've got money in your account, I would lay it down there.
I couldn't agree with you more. From someone who's actually met Manny Pacquiao and seen his work ethic, I'm going to go ahead and say that is free money there as well. I doubt the fight's going to happen, like you said. But, yeah, I'm all about it. Let's throw down minus 250 Pacquiao over McGregor. Before we go, guys, just want to remind you again, our partnership with Manscaped.com. Got to get their third-generation trimmer. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. Go to Manscaped.com. Type in the code HOOPBALL20. Get 20% off and free shipping. That's once again HoopBall20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Happy 4th of July to everybody out there, and stay safe. Hope everyone stay safe from what is going on out there in terms of the pandemic with Corona, COVID-19. Henry, Hank, or as I like to call you, Henry sometimes, stay safe
My
out there.
My friends call me Henry.
Yeah, so it's a little weird calling you Hank on air, I'm not going to lie. But it's something I've had to I've had to stop saying throughout the show. But Hank, stay safe out there, man. Happy 4th. I'm glad you had the time to join me here. It would have been way worse if I had to talk by myself about this. So filling in for Devin, he's out with family for the holiday. Everyone enjoy. Hank, thank you again for joining us. And Hoopballers, let's go get some free money this weekend. Thank you.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.